You know how you run around with a cockroach is when you scream at a cockroach because you won't kill things, and we know that. Devin won't kill things. She'll just scream at them. It's the most fun thing ever you've ever seen in your life. But she'll holler at them. And I was like, kill the damn bug. No, we're not going to kill things. We want things to live and thrive and prosper and be wonderful and be well. I was like, kill the damn bug. Quit screaming at it. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Well, angels screw with little men like you scream at bugs.
So there's a hierarchy as
well. Hell yeah, man. We've taught you how to speak to angels. We've taught you how to direct the angels. And our only caveat all the way through, but actually that was only caveat with the people who've heard the Revelation series and all that stuff. Do you still have any more, Bob, or did you throw that out too?
Nobody buys it anymore.
I'm going to buy it.
Did you throw it out?
No, it's still here.
Are you doing that anymore? You're busy. You're busy, so, you know, I didn't know if it was available or not.
Busy talking up Apple managers.
So, in that respect, then, there's one caveat to not do. Can anybody say the thing you're not supposed to do if you're going to talk to the angels and direct them?
Don't do it out of anger.
Everybody on the line here.
In anger.
Everybody knows
that. Don't do it out of anger.
That's the one thing everybody learned.
Now, good. So if you choose to do that, what happens?
You won't like it.
Good. Is that the only choice?
They change to your intention. They change to that.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Anything else?
And if you say it in anger, you can't take it back because they'll do it immediately.
You got that right. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. That affects the soul. The soul of man never dies. So it affects the soul. That's exactly right. Now, see, we've done this. Everybody knows that, Bob. But nobody's answered the damn question. We always say it, but nobody answered the question. And now, you know, the chickadees are answering the question because you got guests that are inviting them to do right, Bob.
I told you this would happen.
You know, take another year off. You're doing such a great job, Bob. It's good. So, yeah, here's what's happening is it affects the connection to the stenographer to the pleadings. The pleading is the individual God or little man, maybe a God, but a little man, who has pleading. If you're screwed up in such a way that you've got to have an angel to solve it, you're pretty whacked. Where's Corbin? Corbin? You're pretty
where's
whacked.
Corbin? Yeah.
You're pretty whacked. And so if you're not dope enough to get into the jizz, then you need to come back. And if you got to call for an angel, you need to know what's going on. So if you ain't down with that, you don't know what's in is up, you better know specifically how to proceed. Because if you get mad or frustrated because it's not working the way you want to, and you just call out to the angel, they'll handle it right then and it's done. But the causality or the potential effect is always with prejudice. It always includes prejudice. It always. That's where you get prejudice from. That's why you have prejudice in your land today. And so you'll know what happens when an angel is prejudiced against you. You will know full end. That's why there's prejudice in this. That's what Ferguson is about. It's about teaching you prejudice, real hate. Angels hate you worse than anything you could ever be, ever. Because once you're God, you're over them. As a little man, they can play with you. You're still a God, but you don't know it. That's why we're very specific. And you know, everybody got that part, and that's the only part that you really should have got. Now, the tail end of that is why. Well, we say why. You can't do degree of separation. You can't do degree of separation. But we are now saying this is why. Because they can absolutely pull on all power. Because remember, they are sojourners to the Guff. Now the Guff is empty. They really got nothing to do now. They really are after Bob. Hard up. But we got Bob as the dark soul. So we're having to cover up. We have to keep a lot of stuff on Bob's legs. Keeping him straight up. Because He says he's the dark soul. We're not going to argue it.
Define the dark soul. I'm sorry. I think I heard that mentioned in tablet 3 or 4 or?
Yeah.
Or Ruffle Van Winkle?
She has been listening, Bob. They've been listening, Bob. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did light it, and the land is the light thereof. Revelation 21:23.
Ion, in the 3-2-1 process, the merging of the physical and the non-physical, is there any physical laws on this planet that non?
No laws.
Okay.
No laws. God don't have laws. They have suggestions.
I have some angel names. Do you remember that? But they.
We did.
I didn't get from a book. Those are accurate.
They're not from a book. We put them in that book for you to find.
I have 5 that I have names of, but they're not those.
We know.
Those are the ones I deal with, right?
Those are the ones from San Martin.
Saint-Germain.
No, it was Eben. I was going back to the point where all these people are going to die off. If the Guff is emptying, don't they just come back immediately?
Yeah, they do. They come here. People die off, and then they're kicked out pretty quickly, and they come here. And Ian says, "I dig this, Evan. You're not up in the latest. The Guff has emptied. The Guff has emptied."
I've heard you say that, and so I'm just wondering if it is that we aren't supposed to help people, even though you guys have RNA drops and all that.
There's nobody to help. And if you hear of any funerals, they're fake funerals. They're probably being done by angels trying to look human.
Yeah. Maybe it should be awake. But if they perish,
they don't.
What happens? What happens to them?
They're eternal. They're as eternal as they ever were.
Is this idea of the karmic wheel, what trauma they leave with this planet that possibly could bring them
into heart? They'll eat your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Who will?
Karma. That's a little Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Young Jeezy, little Jeezy, and little Boozy. Don't forget little Boozy. We like little Boozy, too.
Two times this week, 2 people have called me and said that they were going to commit suicide, and I had to go talk with them.
Tell them to call us. We'll show them how to do it.
Absolutely.
They keep talking about all that kind of stuff that people aren't even good at. Send them to me. Send them to us, honey.
No, absolutely.
We'll get them straight. We'll get them fixed up. Matter of fact, we might even rub them off so they never
I have had several friends commit suicide in the past month, and not a damn one of them told anybody that they were going to do it. And some of them, one of them in particular, even tried and didn't get it, didn't work right, and still didn't tell anyone and did it anyway. They're not asking for you to stop them. They're asking for something else.
That's something else I might not have, but they asked me anyways, and so I can only give what I have. But one of the rationales I gave this woman is that if your mind's so out of control, so distraught, you're going to take that with you, and it won't be better. You'll still have that issue on the other side. Was I wrong?
Yes, you were wrong. You should say, honey, were you interested in an open casket or a closed casket? If you want an open casket, then do something smaller than a 9mm.
Stop. Okay, besides that is option B.
The option B is strychnine. It is delicious.
I think that's a controlled substance. That's a hard thing to get a hold of.
Not in some world. But, you know, it's amazing. A controlled
substance. Isn't it in cherry pits?
That's exactly right. Well, that is arsenic. Happens is you come right back around. You come right back around, and everything that they say is wrong and bad, that's what everybody has. So is cocaine. That's what everybody has kilos of.
So
it's not an issue.
But just to understand the architecture of eternal life,
you're still eternal.
we leave and we're walking around with what? A non-memory of the of what we might find.
No, wait, you're assuming, no, it's easier to prove you're here than whether you leave. You don't have good evidence you're in a position to convince us you're here. Okay, so the only way we can do it is we can say you don't segregate humans by becoming when you're a baby and you're crawling. You don't segregate you between a walker and a crawler. So when you expand, expire, or leave the meat sack body, then you start dividing, oh, he's alive, he was alive, he always was alive, he's alive, now he's dead, he's dead, he's always been dead, he's dead. It's just a step, because it's like conveying it as a walker and a crawler.
Very good.
You say death is a process of life, but it doesn't have to be. Dying to the little man is what you have to do. You either come back. When you die, everything that you say says you go back to God.
Right.
That's what happens when you die as a little man. But we say you don't have to die. If you're going to do it, quit talking about it and do it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So go to God. You are anyway, so get on with it. You're so heavenly bound, you're no earthly good. Stop wasting our air.
Do they take the very same issues that drove them to want to transition with them?
That's karma, and no. You and your stenographer keeps up with everything your realized and unrealized creation. Everything that you wanted to do that you didn't do, the stenographer keeps track of. When you croak or bust it or do whatever you do, it only notes the things that aren't completed.
And
you
how
completed it, it's done.
So for a person that's in this state, has a complete misunderstanding of who and what they are.
There's a programming process in which why the babies come out cable ready. What you are referring to as the collective, which is no more that than a man and a moon. Oh, there is a man and a moon, but no different than any other archaic, ridiculous hyperbole you want to embrace so far today,
right.
So far. There is
right.
a position that allows you the ability to, it's your enhancing as the baby's coming forth. But here's what's fun. You're going to start seeing less and less and less and less and less births because the wombs are closing. No more new babies. When you start figuring out you don't have to die, you don't need new meat sackers to take up your space.
Will there be a hierarchy in the future between different gods?
As long as there's God, there'll always be a hierarchy.
Oh, did someone say hello? Did they got
oh,
to say
hi.
Hello?
This is Virginia from Cincinnati. Is it in my best interest
no.
to mention non-physical to
no.
my husband?
You don't even
no.
have to say it, but he said no.
No, I had a feeling it was no. And then I was going to ask how to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, don't embarrass yourself. Don't even say the question. He's saving
okay.
you. No, see, it's not about that. It's not about that. Let it be. He already knows. It's okay. Do you care for this Gentile?
Yes.
Do you want him to survive?
Yes.
Then just love him. That's all you got to do. Because you haven't been able to change him since itch to start with, have you?
Since 1969, I haven't changed him at all.
Exactly. Right. So what in the world of a living God would make you think you'd want him if you could change him now?
Well, it's not that I want to change him. I kind of created the situation today to get him out of the house so that I could phone in tonight because usually he's sleeping. And for me to be on the phone is very rare, and he would be awakened. So this was my opportunity to call in and just confirm what I thought I knew.
Gabapentin will take care of that, honey.
Pardon me?
Gabapentin will take care of that, honey.
Is that a kind of sleeping pill?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Gabapentinol.
Gabapentinol, yes. GBA and repentinol.
Fix him up. The whole point is that you shouldn't have a relationship where you have to wonder and not be able to call. Tell him to jump off a short pier. Screw that mess. You want to be on the phone? Get on the phone. For Pete's
well, that's
sake.
Just it. I've always been too shy to be on the phone.
Well, I understand. Well, get over that. Get over it. Get on the thing. Get in the middle of the bed and get in the telephone and get strapped butt naked and saying, you're going to be on the phone. If you don't like it, get out. That's got 3 seconds. And guess what? It might help your marriage a little bit, honey. You come into yourself. Shake yourself. Get that. Bob, blow that song. Bob, 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 blow that song. Play that song. That's the one. We got it just right. Just right now. This is perfect.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No chance. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out for. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Simple process. Don't make it be about the treble. You've got treble down. Forget the treble. Make it be about the bass. Pick it up. Get on with it. And then what happens is you can become the delight of your husband. Okay? But this Casper milk toast bullshit life you've been living is a lie. Get over it. Get right. Get happy. Get into yourself and he'll applaud you. Now, yes, you ruined him, and yes, it's your fault, and yes, it's your mess. But now, just like every other thing in your life, who has to clean it up but you, right?
Yes.
So you made the mess, clean it up.
I feel like I have a mess. I have difficulty approaching him about non-physical.
Then don't.
I don't, you know, I'm not sure how other people have done it with their spouses or their
You're
friends.
The non-physical. Change your image. You're the non-physical.
Make it be about the bass. Make it be about the bass. No treble. And he'll follow right along. Men don't care. They don't know. As long as you're happy and sleeping with them, they don't give a flip. Be purple. Be green. Be Johnny. It doesn't make any difference. They want you. And so as long as you're happy and everything's going good, then that's right. If you're not, they won't be long.
Okay, okay.
And you shouldn't have to be bouncing around, whatever, whatever. If you want to be on the telephone, be on the telephone.
That's what
I'm going to be on this show.
I don't want to be on the phone. This is hard for me. I don't like the telephone.
Oh, I know, but see, it's great fun, though. It's fun to engage. It's fun to play. EQ yields. You'd probably be on the show, too. Put the show on. So this is the crazy
show. You've
wasted
40 fucking years there, Virginia. You know, you got forever, but gee, don't let that keep going on.
In 1969, we didn't get married until 96, but...
Well, were you with him from 69 to 96?
No, not the whole time, no.
Oh, good, good.
We were together in 96 and then split up and then got back together in 96.
But he's a mess, you know. Get over your life with him.
No, that's not what we're saying at all. We asked in the beginning, and this isn't about making a sacrifice. This, you asked the question, should we engage our lover into non-physical? And we say no, under no circumstances. Keep it a secret. Do not let him find out about it. Hide it from him. Don't let him find out. Try to keep it. Try to make it something that becomes between you and your lover. Make it more important than coitus itself. Cherish your non-physical. Keep it secret. Don't ever let him have it. Keep him out of it. No matter what, if he asks about it, act like you're having an affair and cheating on him and making it all a big deal. Take it away from him. He's not worthy of your spirit anyway, honey, so don't worry about it. Keep it just for you. You're worthy and he's not. So there you go. Then in about 2 seconds, guess what happened? He comes right back around and says, well, all I really wanted was you. And that's all we're talking about.
Oh,
and
wow.
So this coy, demure, milquetoast lover he has developed doesn't suit him at all. So you better make it be about the base, honey.
Okay. Okay.
It's wonderful because then all of a sudden it's visceral. It's tactile. Yes, we're using it the way I use it, Bob. It's tactile. It's something you can get jiggy with. And that's fun because then all of a sudden it adds a new dynamic of an element of bliss. It becomes serendipity. Do you know serendipity?
Not sure.
A little something extra. A little something, something. You know, when you make the cupcakes and then you put the really special sprinkles on top of the icing, that'd be serendipity. So if you're going to make the cupcakes, you're going to ice them, honey, put some sprinkles over there. Pick it up a little bit. Take it up a notch. Then what happens is whatever it is that's making him so happy, he'll be so, he either won't care about non-physical or he will embrace so much non-physical you can be like, Bob, you can spread your DNA all over the world. Then what happens is you are jointly fit together. Meaning you're so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, he gets way happy. Because if he's male and he's normal, then you happy is the best thing that could ever happen to him. Because the happier you are, the more you're going to make him happy. You see? You get all that part. You get all that part. And I understand blah, 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 blah. But all this other necromancy bullshit you run around here with ain't worth nothing. Get over all that crap and... live your life and get happy, and he'll follow.
Okay.
Make it be about the bass. Make it be about the bass. Play that song. Say, honey, non-physical, that thing that you'll never find out about because I'm going to hide it from you till we put your stone cold body in the ground. This is a song that non-physical said they were going to put you in the ground over that I'm supposed to do. Listen to this song and tell me what you think. Love of mine. How do you feel about the phone now?
I'm happy that I'm home alone and I could speak in the phone and not wake him up.
Should we wake him up?
Let's go wake him up. Let's go wake him up. Let's start right now.
I don't know where he is. I alienated him today to get away because my object was to have the house to find his phone in.
He drove my house.
I did. I drove him out so that I could have my domain and use the phone to establish this moment. So thank you.
Yes, you're so welcome. And we already love you more than you don't even know what love is. We love you more than you will ever know what love is. But the whole point of this is that you shouldn't be in a position where you had to do this. Now, we know it's not about him. We know it's about you. You care about your husband and all that kind of stuff. Or you'd have killed him already, cut his head off and spit down his throat hole. We get that. We understand that. That's not a problem. The problem is there should be a simpler, not quite such a virulent way to expose and express your undying love. Okay? And so what we're trying to say is change it up a little bit. Your shyness is bleeding through and into a polarity of qualification. It doesn't work like that. And if it is working like that, get out now, because it will end in tears. But we're just saying all you got to do is change. If you make it be about the base, he'll yield. Honey, you have I'm playing while y'all making love. Why though? A lot of people do. Ask Khaleesi. She'll tell you all about it. It's great fun because it becomes the part you can embrace. Not to mention, after Dr. Dean goes to bed, we sort of pretty much tear it up here in the nighttime anyway. So
we start spreading our DNA right inside our neighborhoods.
We go into our neighbor's hood. That's what it is. See, we can go, as Evan says, we can go light ghetto. We'll take a little light ghetto, Bob. We'll have a little light ghetto.
Yeah.
Now, don't take it wrong. Well, we don't care how you take it. We don't mean it bad. We mean it. Make it be about the bass. No more treble. You've trebled it out.
Okay.
Make it be about the bass. Present yourself. And if you want to do whatever you want to do, that should be what you want to do. And that's a reason enough.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a man worth having, he's going to want you happy. If you're happy, then he'll be happy. If
I know. He says
that
all the time. That's what he says.
Well, then do it. It's not the problem, as we say. It's not the problem with him. We can have him removed. The problem is you. You are the problem. Make it be about the base. Turn it up a little bit. Anybody offended?
Okay.
Wake him up, for Pete's sake. Are you kidding? Probably change his life. Think it's a happy thing to be straight. Wake his ass up. Get up. Kiss me,
shake your money maker. Shake your money maker in his nose.
Heard that earlier, yeah.
Then what happens is it becomes something that he actually is interested in. You see? Coitus is fun. Engage it. Make it be about what you want. That's reason enough.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy a new dress because you want a new dress, not because you think he'd like you in a new dress? Fuck that noise, honey. Get yourself right because you like to be right. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be delighted.
Fuck that noise.
Exactly right. Get over it.
How's this for a new religion? The priest said, fuck that noise.
That is right on time. That is right on time.
Right on time, that's right.
Right.
Evan is impressed. Evan is impressed. Play this for Roy of Hollywood, Evan. You see what he'll turn to. This will wake him up.
The thing of it is, you say that and you say, well, there's no reason to be so terse about all this stuff, but you're doing it anyway. When that becomes the case, then it becomes fictitious to live a lie. And we say, you're eternal. Get right. Get into what suits you. And if you're able to make this phone call now because it was a desire. Now, whatever you had to overcome in your knowingness, you've overcome it. Okay? You're welcome to be a regular based on Nevermind, and you should be able to be on the phone while he's asleep.
Well, I'll give it a shot. Thank you.
Give it a shot. Make it a tequila sunrise.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, that was good. So you got Pamela out there in Australia. She says in response to Virginia, she says, this is so my husband.
Oh, wow.
She got the same problem. And then she says, so true, Ion. Thanks. So maybe she's going to do something about it. And then she says, suburban Adelaide is where she is, Adelaide, Australia. Your reach is far, oh, Bob Ion. She's like Ron. She just types all night long messages. She goes, I've got a big mess to clean up every day. She's actually asking good questions and nobody's doing. She's saying, I think the yodeling might be better, talking about my experience with the parallel world Swedish guy, and then or Swiss guy, and then she says, how about some Swedish taxi songs? And then she says, I don't get that part. No more births? The womb closing? Then she says, yep. Big time. So we don't know what she's responding to, but she just goes, big time.
It's all about the bass, no treble.
What codecs have you got, Bob? I realize you won't give me an answer, but it is intriguing. You know, remember Ryan said I got the codecs of the Vatican. Then she says, why didn't Bob have to take off his shoes at the L.A. airport? These are relevant questions, and of course, there's no hope being answered as long as we have Ion interrupting everybody and answering his version of reality.
If the court still come with a top, you can keep it.
That's a lyric, isn't it, from Klein?
No,
so basically,
Ion won it.
She goes, so basically, people can't handle the energetic changes? Yes, everything she says is obvious. Yes, we have answered that. She goes, Ion, funniest thing on the planet, with many smileys. Then she goes, I'd like to see that. That was about an hour and a half ago. I'd like to see that. Well, somebody can go back and see what was being said. Well, I've wanked my wad. Anybody else want to take over?
Very good.
Wanked my wad.
Well done, Bob, brother.
New words for a new millennium.
I'm better than a wanker. He's bred out of Europe, so I guess.
Creating that new civilization.
Nothing like a little bareback Bob to get you booed, huh?
Bert, get us back on a serious track again. What's the next issue of concern?
It's concern is if the money don't come in rubber bands, Ion won't it.
Ion, I was out in the sun for 6 hours on
Good.
Thursday, and question, the sun has not changed at all. Is that correct? Or has the sun changed with, okay, the sun that rises in the east and sets in the west, that most
people see. It doesn't. The sun is stable. You're moving. So, no, that doesn't help us.
Okay. Next question, then.
Hold on. We weren't shooing you away. Maybe we wanted you to be clear. There's something goody right there. We're not letting that go. You
okay.
just must communicate, or we won't play. So... we'll guide you. You're asking about the sun changing. All we asked you to qualify, quick sun. And then you started this east and west when the world's turning around the same sun. So it's the same sun that's in the sun's rise that's in the sunset. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what we have to say, what we're saying to you, you're saying, has the sun changed? And we said, which one? So that should be a question right there, and then you were just ready to go to the next topic. No.
Yeah,
the
wasn't
sun,
your finest moment,
yeah,
Bert. You
there, yeah, it was
this,
past tense. It was past tense. It was fleeting, but it was there. Okay,
yeah.
The sun, there are a couple of suns. During the lines of the equinoxes, there are actually a couple of suns that can affect and cause an effect. So the answer is the second sun... the one that you were exposed to. Now, does that help you? Your second sun. Now, ask your question about your exposure.
I was exposed to the sun, and I have no hair on my head, and I did not have a sunburn, which normally 2 hours in the sun you would get sunburn, but I
that's
was not.
That's because of those ridiculous droppy things that you thought about engaging.
Yeah.
That changes the way vitamin D is processed in your meat sack body, so there's no reason to blister.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no. No, baby. I'm surprised. And then they see.
No, I'm not surprised.
Evan, here's where it gets kind of interesting. We lay all this stuff out. We say all these wordy words. We give heaven and earth line upon line, precept upon precept. We've done every scripture, every codex, every tablet, every thing a rabbit can do to a damn stump. We've done. And then we come up with very obviously wonderful things. And like, well, this, your body's changing. Yes, your body's shifting. Yes, you're going to be able to take them. Yes, you won't get radiation. Yes, they had to change the number of rads that kill you because now you're absorbing them, you're eating them. Yes, you won't all these problems and then you eat all this stuff. Yes, you don't have to have nutrition. Yes, put a sticker on it and say it's organic and that'll make you feel better. Yes, all this kind of stuff. Yes, the world is poison. Yes, you're going to die. Yes, get it over with. Yes. All right. Do it. Pull the trigger before you swallow that thing down your throat hole, because we've embraced this to such a degree. It's like, come on. And then you come right back to a place where if you engage in certain products, then you can come into a more heightened state of euphoria or ascension. And then they do it, and then they go, son of a bitch, I was out in the sunshine for 18 hours, and I was laying down there, and I had the in this tanning bed that's the one that causes cancer, every kind of melanoma, every kind. And I kept going, and I couldn't catch cancer. And I didn't blister, and I didn't get messed up, and my head didn't fall off, and my skin didn't fall off. Now, the back of my head is kind of touched up because I did use a 9mm to blow the back of my head out, but other than that, the gray matter didn't fare very well, but my head lived through the sun exposure marvelously. Yes.
Ion,
why are you always ragging on Bert?
I love
him. I want to know.
He's so fun. He's so fun.
I thought
because he's literal. He's literal like we are, and we can play with him, and we force him to, we compel him to engage. Because he wants to, but he's afraid it was not proper or appropriate. And we're trying to show him that as a god, he can do whatever he fucking well wants to and get on and do that. But he's timid, and we like that because he's so sincere. He's very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And he always likes to please, and he always wants to be the one you think of when you have nice thoughts. And we're trying to break him of that terrible habit.
you're trying to roughen him up.
Yeah, breaking with that terrible habit. Yes. Because if people going to love you, they're going to love you. And if they not, they not. So there's no reason to waste your energy on them. Let them chase you. That's why you come back to us, because we can tell you how to milk and the coconut, don't we?
Yes.
Good.
Can
we'll
go
treat
back
you
to
many ways. You found it like some of them. Yeah, Tupac is dead.
No. When I asked about the sun, you said which sons?
Yes,
so there are two sons? Are there two sons?
There are eight sons.
Ooh.
Yeah,
is one of them Alcyon?
No, for Pete's sake, that's a no. No. Each Equinox has two.
In each Equinox, do we see the two sons or we only see one?
Well, it depends on your sightedness.
Okay,
some
it depends on my sightedness.
Yeah.
Are they in the same proximity when you see one, there's two suns?
Depends on your bias of where you are. Nope, depends on the bias of where you are. If you're standing at the South Pole and you're looking at the sun, it's very different than if you're standing at the North Pole and looking at the sun. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, not okay.
But I know. I'm not at the South Pole and the North Pole, so that doesn't mean anything.
That's why you asked the question and we answered that. That's why we answered it that way.
Oh, okay.
But if you're saying, is this the answer to the question? Well, no, not if you're at the South Pole. It's not the answer. So, yes, in some geographic positions, you can see both sides of the sun. Just like when you get on the ocean with a far enough stance, you can start to notice the curvature of the earth. It's round, but it looks flat. But when you get out on the ocean, enough of an ocean, you can start to notice the actual curvature of the earth. Well, when you're able to do that and to take on the spherical bound that is your reality, you can also then sometimes get slivers of both moons. It's kind of bright, so it's kind of hard to just embrace it. And that's why it is so bright.
Hey, you just said the moon, we're talking about the sun. You said both moons, we're talking about the sun. So there's two moons as well.
The light, yes, and the light of the moon comes from...
The sun.
Okay. They are both.
Okay, so in my current location in Switzerland, is it possible for me to see two suns?
Yes.
Can you give me the degrees?
We can give you the azimuth. 32.4 degrees azimuth in the second portion of the vernal equinox. You can see both suns.
Okay.
You can learn how to read azimuth, and you know?
Yes, I learned in the Army, so I'm a little bit aware.
Oh, well, then bless your little heart. Then you got it all worked out then. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Question about the harvest moon. Is this the second part of the reset coming
yes.
up in September?
Yes. Khaleesi, the witching hour is going to be very interesting.
The witching hour?
The triple witching hour this year.
What's going to be going on with the witching hour?
It's going to be interesting.
The For margin, me?
The margins don't hold the VIX. And when the VIX don't hold, the contracts won't make it. If the contracts don't make it, it makes the witching hour quite volatile.
Ah. Well, I'm going to be loving it.
You are going to be loving it because them longs, the king go long, indigo show.
Okay.
This is not new to our Khaleesi. She knows for them. I'm sorry, baby. See, he didn't ask the question in enough time. I could have given you a little more so you could have got in the third quarter option. I know, but it really, you don't have to go that long. You make more money, but you don't need any money, so it's not about that. But I'm sorry he didn't ask the question in enough time. We could have done it before this, but he does it when he wants to. You know how he is.
Yes.
But it's all right. He got you there anyway, so that's all good. Hey, listen, split the ticket. You know how to split the ticket.
Okay.
When I'm saying coming down, it'll go both ways,
yes.
right?
I go both ways. I know.
Yep, split it. Okay, now, back to where we were. Double sun, double moon, double mint gum. Any other questions?
Khaleesi, who were you talking about? Somebody... There was a person referred to just a minute ago.
Bert was referring to the angels and I now you guys are in Revelation 23 or whatever, and you're talking about the angels not being angry. Okay. You said don't speak to the angels when you're angry. My experience when you were talking to me about when I was in the car, now I didn't have that kind of experience, or did I, Ion?
You were about as close as you could get to it without it, but if you went any further, it would have been pretty ugly.
Okay.
Because you meant it, but you didn't mean it bad.
Okay.
But see, there's a fine line between agony and bliss.
Yes, because there's a whole bunch of more agony that I had to deal with.
Precisely, but you can't tell the difference right then. See?
No, you can't. Mm-mm. No.
At that moment. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't solve it, but you don't. Who wants to go through all that?
Right.
Is your point,
right.
And that's the point. And the angels, they love it. They just love to fuck with you.
Well,
you know, for no better reason than they can. They can.
It sounds like these angels are like some of the workers at Walmart or any kind of retail place where they really don't want to, you know, help.
Oh, no, they're worse than that. They're worse than that. They're worse than that. Because if you come into your place of power, they got to greet you. Right now, they're worse than Walmart because they come in and give you the bird. They mess with you. Lucifer is an angel, darling. What you call the devil is an angel. So... If like, oh no, wait a second now. What are you talking about? You mean as a god, you control the angel, including the devil, your dark lord master himself? Yep.
Are they able to be non-physical and physical angels?
Angels
no.
aren't physical or non-physical. They're in between.
What is this we are in? What is this life and they're here? What the hell is this all about, really? What is this?
It's all about you, Eben, and your radio show Wednesday night, 1:30.
No. Really, I mean, it's... Ion, what is this? What is this? Is this an expansion of creation, expansion of experience for the non-physical to write out and stuff? Why do we come into flesh anyways?
Eben, you remember that movie, The Matrix? Ion's yes. the red pill. The blue yeah. pill, you stay where you are, and the red pill, you get exposed to what's really going on.
Yeah, yeah, you tell them, Clavian.
And that's exactly how it goes, because from that side over, you can't really tell the difference. That's all we were saying.
See, because the thing is he tells you you're non-physical. You're the creator. You are everything within your reality. Everything that's going on in your world, you are creating it.
You have already created. It's not you're
creating. You have
created. You have already.
Yeah, you have already.
You are everything
created.
You do is in past tense. There is no mm-hmm. future. There's only the now that you haven't experienced yet. And many times you have, you just don't recall. That's why you're doomed to repeat this thing called history. Because in your fallacy of creating time, you weren't even very good at creating the false premise of time. Because you keep looping right back into it, into the that all about that bass from the 60s comes back around for now, and it's the top song in your country. It's retro.
Right, exactly. Right.
So now retro is now. Figure that one out.
Well, is it because the longevity, so the people that like that music are still alive and are bringing it back up? They're reliving and they are,
darling,
you know,
people from the 60s aren't finding that song. This is what's hot now. That's number
okay.
one song now. So the Casey Kasem crew aren't tuning into the stations that are playing that music now.
Yeah, I am so up to date. He tracks the top hits daily, I guess.
Well, we cause a lot of them. That's why Yo Gotti's
yeah.
doing so well.
What do you do to cause them?
The same way we did with Stephanie.
What'd you do with her?
I accidentally blew out a YouTube, and then it was a hit.
Oh, Stephanie, you mean Lady Gaga, right? Yeah. Well, how did you do that? How'd you do that?
A chip body overload.
So you made Lady Gaga go viral. You did it. You just spread it around.
You're acting like that's new news, Bob. You've got that archived 100 times.
No, we have new listeners. We must go back.
So now we're going back to the old stuff. Okay, Bob used to walk by her school. Bob walked by her school when she was
yeah.
just a schoolgirl before
yeah,
she
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that's right.
I was now starting to actually believe Ion.
He
was like hearing before.
He would peek through the window to me. He would decide which one it would be.
I have.
Which one he chose, the one that was going to be over at 91st Street Middle School, and he was going to choose which one was going to be the one. And he chose her, and now Ion did it. And if they don't come in rubber band, and I unwound it.
Started from the ground, build it to the sky now. Watch it fall down, and how you gon' survive now? Yeah, it's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the
nigga. Yeah, no love in the nigga. If I could paint a picture, I'd show an image of a dog, any, yeah, raw, any. Popping painkillers, ran for the cone, four dogs with them pills, and that your boy killed him. He sold crack to his muscles, turned his back on his brothers, killed his partner for the plugs. He think everything a hustle, cold motherfucker. Homes know I'm black hard, no feeling, just a gun. Real raised in the trenches, not to mention all the hoes that had dissed him. So home think the whole world against him. Play ball, coach bissed him, grandpa, clan lynched him. He was raised in Mississippi, but he moved up to Memphis. Kind of hard to adapt. So home turned to scrap, just to see trap rap. Couldn't fight, got slapped, shot like through crap, did time, back out, damn.
And from the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now? It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. Started from the ground, built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gon' survive now?
How you gon'
yeah.
survive?
It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
No love. Yo, Gotti, let me paint a picture for these niggas. Right. Huh. Here's a voice for the voiceless. My words like
Multiple choice to the choices. Emerge like a searchlight in the darkness for this young black carcass. My niggas either join the armed forces or they corpses now. And God we trust, but it's bucks that we worship now. Boy, that root of evil gon' forever rule the people. See, I seen just what that fast money gon' come and do to people. Hit a lick, it was a hit. He said, let's go and do the sequel, but it's nigga wasn't about it, nigga wasn't about it now. Feeling guilty, what would mama think about me? Told him, think about it, nigga, won't you think about it now? But he was money hungry, plus he trigger happy. So they hopped up in the caddy, burned us back just like a stadium. 30 minutes later, blood is leaking at the ATM. Mama in denial like her baby boy on trial for a murder that he ain't commit. Tears soaked the handkerchief.
And from the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now?
How you gonna survive
now? It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. Started from the ground, built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now? Yeah, it's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
Real.
Got it.
Lights off, no candles, roaches all around the kitchen. Nigga hungry, mom embarrassed, so she don't want us to mention it. Grandma wanna help, but mama ego kicking in. She a hustler, she don't need no help raising her kids. Bills can't gotta fix to stay strong. Square business, she ain't never show weakness. Real shit, they created the hunger. And they made the monster, got the game from my mama. That's some ill shit. 13 on the block, he was a lookout. In the kitchen on the stove like it's a cookout. Young nigga mouth to the game could put a book out. Right when he thought it was over, he got took out. Bang, brains leaking, nigga sneaked him. He didn't even see it coming. He'll hit him. He won't focus, so he died overnight. No revenge with his friends, shooting dice. Bet again, win or lose, take it all. Took out by his own men.
And from the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now? It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. Started from the ground, built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gon' survive now?
How you gon' survive
now? Cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
Damn. They say the good die young, that's the truth. My nigga floating up in heaven now, and that's the proof. I ain't make it to the funeral, but homie, rest in peace. If this world get too cold, I hope one day you rescue me. Nigga, maybe we could fly someday. Oh, we could fly someday. Yeah, up in the sky someday. The real niggas get to heaven, that's the shit I asked the reverend. Say the good die young, that's the truth. My nigga floating up in heaven now, and that's the proof. I ain't make it to the funeral, but homie, rest in peace. If this world get too cold, I hope one day you rescue me. Nigga, maybe we could fly someday. Oh, we could fly someday. Yeah, up in the sky someday. The real niggas get to heaven, that's the shit I asked the reverend.
Most excellent. Up and
now,
comer.
How do you spread it? How do you make that viral, Ion?
Oh, it already kind of is.
It already is. Yeah, because I addressed this to Khalifa and Devin and Bert. We're releasing our first song in a couple of weeks, Ion Demiz. And I was wondering what you think of the title. It's called Nigger Wanted. Nigger wanted. I mean, they can say the word nigger. Why can't I say nigger all over the
fucking place? Anybody says that, Bob? The question is, why would you even want to? That's what.
Because you got it all wrong. It's not. It begins off. It starts off. It says, "What's up, my nigga?" Got a little cross up, but
yeah, Kelly came out with that line.
Let me say this, and this was the only thing I was really going to say about what happened in, you know, Missouri, is that for the black population, so much of the culture and everything is stripped from it, but yet there isn't the respect and stuff, and I just wonder why that is. That overall disrespect. New people coming into the U.S., dirt poor out of El Salvador, coming on my show and saying, black people so freaking lazy, da da da. And I'm like, dude, you're from a place where people eat each other.
honey, we need people too, honey. Don't worry about it.
Everywhere I've been, little. Evan, I understand what you're saying.
To get through all the touch of mustard, I always remember to lick the jar.
And they do. So, and you guys are playing a lot of, you know, yeah, hip-hop, et cetera. You know, I just thought that was so interesting because it is from a mindset of trying to come into their power or come into authority more than power. And so
what this goth era is bringing up is the point of we have limitations. We are God. We get to say, we can bust a cap in whoever asks we want to, but it's not up to me whether or not they die. So they're bumping into this place, and they're laying out the constructs to say, there is another choice. Maybe we can fly someday. Maybe we can, yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, it ain't right. Yeah, this is all, we got a chain of pain. It's on and on and on and on and on. Don't let mama find out it's bad, but don't tell me because I can't get it out, and I don't know how to go, but, oh, wait, don't get us ripped that thing. That's not the point. But it's over and over and over where it's laid out, but there's got to be something different. There's got to be something else. There must be a God. There must be God. There must be God. Now, that is a different conversation. Then the next thing you know, they like 50 Cent. They racking up, right. It's all good. So their dreams can come true. Then they come to a place from singing about the disdain that they got through to or from.
But is that disdain universal?
No, it is not. The Moors don't share the same level of prejudice. They are higher in the food chain. They aren't looking for validation from that whole world, the lack of power. It's the battle of power versus authority. But then you got to go back to, they start talking about Auschwitz. They start all this stuff. And I think, you know what? If you hadn't chose bondage, then it wouldn't have been that way. And then they get offended, and they defer, and they go about all this apartheid, boom, blah, 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 everything else. And we know, we just go on key staff and get over with, and we call it a day.
I'm a racist guy. We have a racist guy here.
So is it also sexism, too, because a lot of women are in bondage?
I'm sure. It certainly could be. Until you come into that place. Just like when she called in, it's like, I got rid of my husband so I could make a phone call. It's like, what?
Yeah, dude.
No, I didn't mean that. Not to make a phone call, but just to talk about non-physical.
Well, exactly. There's your trouble. That's exactly right. It's very right. And it's the confidence thing of being by yourself to not have the extra stress of what if I say something that I don't want to say or whoever, because you're safe here. But you didn't necessarily feel comfortable there until you do. But that whole genre of like, well, then wait a second. I'm going to be me. Why can't I be me? Regardless of what color I am, regardless of who I am, regardless of what I am, regardless of how I am. Because, see, you get past that. Once you get past that, if we started gauging you by the value of your hypothalamus, it'd be a very different conversation. But see, we could be very prejudiced and say, you're not God, so we don't want to deal with you. But see, ours is just the flip side. Ours is just trying to say, you're just as much God as Pharaoh is. Okay? And they recognize Pharaoh as a God, but you're just as much God as Pharaoh is. In your quest with Isom Lee of looking for the stone, now you can find it. So now the only reason you're not God is because you don't choose to be. That's not prejudice. That's you choosing not to come into your place of power.
What?
Okay, take your clothes off. Dr. Dean's going to bed.
Andrew's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
This part of the show is sponsored by YKK.
YKK. YKK.
Drop your zipper now.
Yes. And,
we gotta get Michael to do that. Michael Jacob can do that so well.
Why can't you carry on your zipper?
No, he isn't. How do you know?
B-I-P-P-E-R.
I-G-G-Y, yeah.
Was that a little blue pill?
No, I-G-G-Y.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy. Yeah, oh, I like Iggy. Iggy's good.
All right. Here we go. Tell me, Ion.
Yeah.
Explain for me why that at the massage, why the girl came up to me after I went to the bathroom. I was looking at the wines, and she came up to me and said that she wondered where I had been because I had this radiance about me or what have you. What was going on? Or, no, not what, but did I bump into
that
a portal?
That your patron was willing to buy you $40 shots of scotch and that you didn't giggle about it.
Yeah, I knew it was about me. I was going to say, it's because you were near me, Andrew.
It's
you were
always about
that's
you.
Why you were glowing. You were glowing because you were near me.
About you.
Yeah, it is. Apparently it always is.
Good enough.
Now,
it wasn't
when you
about...
went to the bathroom, let's talk about Andrew. Hold on. Let's do this better. When you went to the bathroom, you opened the door, you went into the bathroom, and you looked in, and you saw where the sinks were, right?
Yes.
And there's a mirror above the sink. You look straight down to the end on the opposing wall. Is there a mirror there?
The first door, I remember going through, and then there was a second door.
Yes.
And you go into the bathroom, and on the left-hand side is where the sink is, and there's a mirror above it.
And then against the long wall, the opposing wall, is there a mirror there also?
Was there? I don't remember it.
Well, that's the $40 scotch, see. That'll do that for you. But if you're in one world, there's not a mirror. And if you're in another world, there is a mirror when you go through the second door. The shift is between the two doors. Between the two doors, there was something hanging on the wall, but there are not.
I don't recall.
What, the blue rose?
Or, you know, to get non-physical to talk about a night of Rider, you damn sure don't remember much of it.
What's that $40 scotch?
I get you. Okay. I-G-G-Y. All right, now, so when you go between the two doors, you can then choose to open or close and go to or go not into the portal. The portal was never in the bathroom. The portal was between the two doors. The only way you could get to know the difference, because they're so slight and the same, which is why she would ask you if you look radiant, because sometimes if you come through those portals, you're not from here and you are radiant, especially if you're good at this. And number one is the only one who can do it without fail or exception. He can look at you and tell where you are, basically. But maybe his castle hopping got into that place. Maybe so. We don't know. But we are thrilled because that's how they got to be number one in the first place now, isn't it? Go ahead. Ask your next little question.
Well, once I went through the first door and I thought I saw a mirror on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Then I went through the second set of doors where there was the stalls and the mirror and the sink on the left-hand side again, the urinals on the right-hand side.
Right.
And I thought for a moment I may have seen the sparkly.
The shift. That's right. You very likely would have. But that would have been activated going between the two doors.
Okay.
Okay, now wait a second. Now, Khaleesi. You remember when Olivia was going to see Betty in the Twin Towers, and that's the same thing happened when the elevator opened, and then when the double door opened and the double door closed, and it started, and it was halfway, and it's like the little sparkly thing, but not really. It was like a shift. That's what he described. And then the next thing you know, and the elevator goes up. Well, the elevator isn't really going up, and there's that damn Nina coming out there, and where in the hell did she come from? In a whole other world. And it's the one that doesn't have the bad arm. So now it's a whole other, and it's the same Nina, but it's not. One Nina's got an electric arm, and the other Nina don't. You can't tell the difference. So that's the difference. At La Mertage, you look between the two doors. If there's something hanging on the wall, that's one world, and if it's not there, then it's the other one. That's the point. You have to pay attention and know what you're absolutely seeing, because it's so subtle, you won't notice the difference.
What was it I was supposed to notice in the women's room? We were talking about that earlier on.
You did. We did, and you didn't see a thing, so we couldn't begin. We didn't know.
Okay, very,
when you walk through the same thing, there's a mirror at the end. The sinks are the same. There's a mirror, like, to see if you're slipped her skirt tail is tucked in or something. There's a full-length mirror right there, and you didn't see that. So we don't know what to say. If you didn't see that mirror, we don't know. Because that portal is in that mirror. You walk through the mirror to go through that portal. And if you notice how guarded they were with that place, you couldn't just run around and free roam it any way you want to. You notice that. Like if you're hanging in the bathroom, people are coming in and going out of there all the time. Or you sit there and watch for a little while and you'll see people come out of the bathroom that didn't go in the bathroom. And you go, where the fuck did they come from? I've been sitting here 2 hours because Bob has a room there that he doesn't really have. But Bob has a room there that he doesn't really have, so he has a reason to be there for a couple hours so that you can see what's going on. That people are there that didn't come in. There's people leaving the L'Hermitage that didn't come in.
I did not initiate. This young gal initiated with me. I'm minding my own business, looking at the bottles of wine there in the display case, and she's making a point to talk about that. Was that just the reflection? Was that just for me to recognize something and was different?
No, she was checking to make sure you were the same you that went in.
She's like the scorekeeper or what?
No, she was just seeing if you were the same one that went in. Because they got to kind of keep an eye on it. Because what happens if both of you got on the same side and you didn't swap? That could be a mess, too. Remember what happened when both Olivias got back on this side? It was kind of a mess.
It was really funny because then I did my Hanna-Barbera rendition there, the hubba-dubba and the dooba-dooba and whatnot. And I could almost
we can pray that way. We can pray that way for a nice Seder. When we go to a nice Seder, we always host the prayer. Abba dabba dabba doo.
That's right.
Abba dabba doo. Abba dabba dabba doo. We can do that, and it's great. Most people love it, especially the ancient Samaritan Hebrew Lord.
Hey, Ian, so that waitress, she's from another world herself. She knows the situation.
Most all of them do. That's why they put up with you guys, because they knew you were coming. They saw the train coming.
Yeah, he did come out. They said, okay, you guys staying here? I said, yeah, I got a room. He knew I was lying, right?
Yes, and just like you sent RNA drops to Europe because you know you're going to be there, they'd already asked Carolyn 2 weeks before you got there if you were going to pay the bill or not. Was she okay? You notice how clever and witty I was to wait till Dr. Dean went to bed to bring that one up, huh, Bob?
She's a little pissed off to hear the legend and Andrew ordering $100 drinks.
You started it off. Oh, there you go.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I was the leak on that. Bob's fine.
It's a tax write-off.
Whatever you want. And then people woke up in Kuala Lumpur for the ACH transfer to make sure it was okay. Okay to pay.
That was a pretty esoteric joke.
Okay to pay. So that's what happened at L'Hermitage. Now, everybody asks these questions, but then where's Legend? There's been a couple of times, and he still don't know where he is, so we don't know.
Well, we're still working on that. I'm amazed he's not on now. He supposedly told me he was listening earlier.
It's okay. It's all good. He's probably got Corbinitis.
Legend is basically a hand puppet attached to Corbin.
Oh, okay.
It's drawing on Corbin's hand that serves as a puppet.
Oh, nice. That's good. That's always handy when you get the piles, too.
Did you guys know that Corbin left a message a week or two ago complaining for the last 4 weeks that I would not let him on the show? He didn't know that he was listening to reruns.
Oh.
Meanwhile, he was with you at L'Hermitage when I thought it was going on. That's nice.
He always calls 10 minutes before the show to reserve a spot. He says, Bob, I got a lot to say. Please let me on. I love you. You were a very gracious gentleman at the L'Hermitage. Carolyn's great. He compliments us up and down a yin-yang. And so he's sitting there. Must be like 3 hours tonight, and we never opened the line, so he finally gave up. Went back to fucking Cat, which he bragged at the dinner that he's fucking Cat. That's his girlfriend during the show. And he admitted that he was pleading with her to bear his children that one night we caught him doing that. And you know what? He almost broke his toe, or he did break his toe earlier in the day, pregame tensions, because he knew it was a major battle between me and him, and Jermaine will maybe take Jermaine off the whatever it's called. There it is.
Yeah, take her off mute, because I wore one of her Miley Cyrus.
Unfortunately, Jack sat beside Corbin, so Jack probably didn't have a great night. He had to put up with Corbin bugging me. I was there trying to listen to Jermaine's sisters, and Corbin took his stupid little music tape and stuck up against my ear. He was sitting right beside me, and he jammed his music into my ear so I couldn't hear what they were saying. That's what he's doing. So anyways, he broke his toe and scraped his leg earlier in the day in the pregame tensions, but he showed up. He performed lousy. He lost. So we took him back to his little hole, and we put the He'll never hear this. He doesn't listen to the show.
We dropped him off at the homeless. And then we were looking for James Martinez.
They were gunning for Jay Martin. So anyways, he dropped Corbin off. I treat him with the renew.
On our quest,
you treated him with what?
I put the renew on his foot and his kneecap and all the injuries. And we're still there 10 minutes, maybe 7 minutes later. He goes, Bob, this stuff's working. This is good. And the next day he left a message saying it really helped his leg and foot, and he's feeling a lot better. So he finally had contact with Iandam.
What year did he get the original sheet music, Ion, of the RNA drop on his neck?
That was with Jermaine. That was August 2011, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He's lucky to get Renew now and to have nothing. He's got to be going out of his mind and now just...
Yeah, just now. He just got the Renew.
It's amazing. He lives in the nicest slum in Beverly Hills.
He lives in the landlord's video dump. There's 3,000 videos lining the walls, or video cases lining the walls of this little hole, and Corbin has a couch amongst them. That's his place. Right, Andrew? I described it right.
Like I said, all the VHS he can watch.
Yeah, all the VHS he can watch.
If he actually had anything to play them with. Yeah, which he doesn't. Yeah. But,
Did Jack complain later? Did he get a headache having to deal with Corbin? How did it go for him?
No, he thought he was interesting. They had that Miami thing in common.
So it worked okay with Jack. He was all right. Jack had a good time.
Yeah.
He was in awe of me, wasn't he? He had never met a person like me, right?
Never.
Okay, thank you. You had to say that.
And we're so glad to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, too.
We love your new blouse.
Oh, thank you.
It's very wonderful. Now, you have two questions, and we'll answer them right quick. Do you want to pose them, or shall we take it from here?
You could take it from here.
Okay. You can't run contracts with people that are not scrupulous. Don't think that just because you have these papers going to make them right.
Okay.
What we say is, do your business. And if they're scrupulous, then they're scrupulous. And they'll give you the contract, and it'll be forthright, and you can verify it. You don't have to wonder if you're getting took or not. Okay? So,
okay.
Once bitten, twice shy.
What does that mean?
If you get taken one time, when they start to take you the second time, you're anxious about it.
Okay.
So, be aware so you don't get bit. And now, you have help. Your mom's people have that can do contracts. They can help if you want them to. But you're right. If you got to do all that, you might as well not do the deal, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Jermaine, Bob's going to fuss because you're getting every third word, and he'll have a fit because it won't be on his recording. You know how he is.
Yeah.
So say your words again, please.
Jermaine, I'm not taking taking consideration with these deals.
What is wrong with your phone, Jermaine? Why is your phone breaking up?
We're doing them 11 because she's asking the question just like nobody's sitting here and there's too many people sitting here. So,
oh,
okay,
you're breaking it up. Okay.
Let's do it this way. Okay. Good words.
Okay.
Congratulations. So the things to consider are scruples. If you wouldn't sleep with them, why would you do business with them? Because if you only do business with people you can sleep with, if the business goes bad, you can always have a good lay. Just be aware. Now, and we're very thrilled with Jack. Is he going to be okay regarding the forthcoming thing that he hasn't dealt with yet?
About?
We didn't do that now. We already know. We've acknowledged it. We're just saying be aware. Poor planning on your part is not going to make an emergency on ours.
Say that again.
The 3rd of October.
Mm-hmm.
It's the April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 net like flavors of ice cream.
I know that.
Good. So you got it. It's going to be fine. You got paid. What more do you want? It's okay.
Jermaine, I have bits and pieces of the Miley Cyrus collection from, what, like maybe 5 years ago. And I wore one the other day. I love it. The material, the way it fits me. I had several different of the, like, leotard one. That's the amazing cotton top that's it's cut to fit me perfect. And then the waistband, the huge elastic that's not too, but it's, like, supportive. Perfect. It's amazing. It was like, it still is. I actually just wore the what I've kept of it.
You little twerker, you.
Just saying, I would be
Thank
in
you.
Nowhere without Jermaine's wardrobe.
That's for sure. You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
And you can take that to the bank.
Did you work on that, Jermaine?
Yeah, 6 years ago.
So why is your phone breaking up? Is it because of where you are downtown?
No, I think it's Ion. It's not me.
We're sorry we had to do it at 11, but you'd be up here. You have no regard. You have no regard, and you'd be up here spilling your guts out there, and there's no reason for it. We got it. It's okay.
Okay. And the social part thing?
Yeah.
That has to do with...
I know, it's just situation ethics.
I'm ready for next levels. Maybe that's all.
Okay.
Or I don't, maybe.
Queen Doelle now. Isn't that funny? Isn't that clever of you?
Yeah, it's being clever because I get bored.
But see, that's your own fault because you're not embracing every step of the way. You're not taking full advantage of what you got, and then you're done with it. It's kind of like keeping your eyes closed through the whole ride and then mad because you missed the ride. Sure ride. Funny. We talked about this already. I arranged for you to get that fabulous Hermes scarf, and you don't even notice it. How's that?
I already lost that one.
We know. That's what we're saying. We arranged for you to get it. It's so important. And then you don't even keep up with it. You're mad because you don't have it. You're mad because you're bored and you're not living the life you got. And then you're mad because you're missing it. Hey, please yourself, honey.
No, I'm not mad. I was just looking at trying to find other perspectives to things. That's it.
Well.
Opening myself to seeing things another.
$1,600 scarf and it's just kind of gone. Okay.
I'll find it again.
Don't tell Uncle Bob that scarf costs more than his little extravagant dinner. He wouldn't understand.
Don't tell Carolyn.
That's okay. Bob can run $100,000 worth of bathtub full of Renew and then waste it on Corbin for Pete's sake and still think that's a good thing to do.
He didn't do that.
Bob, when is this supposed to become a wonderful show?
I was saying to Carol, it was a great show tonight so far. There's many hours still to come. You can all go to sleep and wake up, and Bob will still be here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Uncle Bob. He's in the wire business.
Jermaine, let's talk about Jack's clothing line here. What's going on with that? I kind of like his wet dry kind of idea there for everyday clothing. What do you think about that, Ion?
We think clothing should be optional.
Karen looked at the picture of Jack and his clothing. She says, oh, he's wearing his bathing suit.
Yeah, he's wearing his bathing suit.
So is that the wet-dry concept that Andrew's referring to?
Yeah, Jack's right here.
Hey, guys. Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Jack?
Hey.
What'd you make of me, Jack?
I thought you were a cool guy. I always thought you were cool, though, from just talking on here.
Yeah, but didn't it change when I was there in person?
Not really. Like, the last time was the same. Everything was the same.
Well, I was a little subdued. You know, with neophytes like Andrew and Legend, you're not going to get very far. You can't really let loose like you can with Roxy in Berlin.
Andrew had some really interesting things to say because of his mom.
No, Legend's mother.
That was Legend. I was letting Legend go on.
Yeah, he should come on and discuss that. He had some interesting validations of us through his mother.
But it's just all about us, so it's okay.
So, Jack, say something positive about Corbin.
Oh, he's just free, man. He lives life. He doesn't care. He just has fun. I thought he was a cool guy. I think he drunk a little too much, though. Just a little too much.
My fifth was gone. That entire fifth was gone.
You know, he's always like that. I don't even know if he needs to drink. In my experience of him, it's always been like that. If Bert's still here, can we get on to some serious matters, Bert?
I have a design for you, Bert. I'm just trying to decide how to send it, if you would like to see how to draw it yourself, or do you just want it designed, or what do you... I've been doing it like crazy. There's like millions of copies, but yeah, okay, I'll just send a file or something.
I have a friend's question, Ion. Season 5. The washer device that Peter put in the back of his neck, was that inserted into his hypothalamus?
No. Between the first and second dorsal.
He inserted that device between the first and second dorsal, but the effect, did it have an effect on the hypothalamus? Because he was able
no.
to... Can you explain what activations took place within his brain for him to have the same functions as a watcher?
It bypassed it.
Does it pointedly not affect the hypothalamus?
It bypasses it, the brain.
My first thought is that because of J.J. Abrams, that was sort of like a pun or a point towards what RNA drops do, but it's not, huh?
It can. But see, he always goes to the extreme. He could have just had everybody on the drops and steal the world and not made about all the amber crap and all that stuff. But, you know, it's always got to be some gloom and disaster rather than easy the way we say it. Just get happy or get out.
From what I took from the friends, the watchers was sort of like people on RNA drops because they could go portal and...
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what we've been saying all along. That's why we put all this stuff together, so you can the event, all those things, lay them out time and time and time again so you can embrace them or not, but
right.
there should
okay.
be enough of them. We're going to get to it even in the Game of Thrones before it's over with, so don't worry.
What number is enough?
There is no number.
You said enough of them.
Enough, but there is no number. Enough is the part that states you, but that doesn't apply to a number.
Is it something signature to each individual, or is it enough of everybody coming into the knowledge that you're spreading? Is that what you mean? The overall.
Well, maybe, but
enough?
It's just so they can be. No, it's not really that. It's just to be exposed. They can be exposed, and it is. And it's all good. So good. If it's not, then they're not till it is. So good. We had enough at one. Once we had Bob, we had enough. But there, we could go home right there. Keep hanging around.
Aren't we changing? We're changing a timeline or something if we are coming into our power and the future is going differently than it would if, you know, what, more people got on RNA and got into this, you know, mindset or less? Is that change the future in the that we are creating now?
There is no future because there is no time.
Okay, very good. Does it change the... what we can expect tomorrow? Okay. If we do something different now, what are the effects of doing something different now?
Butterfly effect. Just like, okay. Here we go. Here's the example. Do you hear that low hum?
Yes.
That cold light.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you remember me talking to you about
there's
that?
Exclusive. There it is,
11:05.
11:05. You guys all yak over it. You don't even fucking realize. So 11:05.
So I'm laughing my you know what all.
August 30th. Fucking Ion let you have an experience. Now you fucking treasure this. You just heard you're hearing core play.
So here's the point. Now you've heard it. That it is. Now it is. Now, it has been all along, but not till now, because now you know it is. Because now the conversation is, oh, wait a second, I actually heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Very I haven't heard Coldplay. Could you define that for me? I'm new
heard
to
that.
The concept of Coldplay.
Oh, it's this electric thing. It's little or nothing. It really won't ever amount to anything. It's just a little thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a little, what is it? Is it like the distillation of kind of like the resonance?
It's the introduction of pure power, real pure power.
Say that again, please. You broke up.
Introduction of pure power.
Nice.
What is that note on the piano? Or what harmonic is that?
C flat.
Okay.
No, D is in Dobbs. Are you saying D is in Dobbs or C in Carol?
Yes.
D is in Connie.
C flat.
Yes.
D sharp.
Well, it depends on what 6.384 megahertz.
I know. Are you doing Mixolydian scales or?
You can.
Does it move up in scale? Is that just a note
it
on
can.
A...
No, it can. It modulates. It shifts. Depends on if you're in three-phase or four-phase.
Four-phase.
And what determines the phase?
The appearance.
And why would you change it?
You have new municipalities that have to be wrought, so they have to be able to handle different levels. They have to break tier down... step down three phase. They can't take three phase.
And so you're saying that they can't take three phase. What phase are you at now?
Well, you move it to four phase, so you break it down, you pull it off. So you run your three phase 440 and pull it down into four phase, so you can pull derivatives off of that line. So you basically are pulling a 680 from 420. And on that note, we wish you all a lovely, lovely evening and bid you wonderful adieu.
Wow.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you, Ion, for providing an entertaining evening. Now we get to the good stuff.